Alaska Senate President Pete Kelly has introduced a bill that would require people who receive Medicaid to work, engage in subsistence activities, or volunteer. But the legislation faces obstacles in the House and is raising concern from those who provide health care to low-income Alaskans. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Kelly, who's a Fairbanks Republican, says the bill he introduced on Monday would help the people who apply for Medicaid.
We think it's beneficial for the people who are receiving this to be able to work or volunteer and just be part of the overall community that produces in Alaska. I think it's a valuable thing for someone to work if they're receiving something.
The bill would affect most Medicaid recipient adults who aren't senior citizens or who have disabilities and can't work. Other people who would be exempt are parents or caretakers of children up to age 6 or who have disabilities, or other relatives who require 24-hour care. Pregnant women also would be exempt. The people who are required to work could fulfill the requirement with at least 20 hours of actively searching for work or engaging in an educational program or training intended to lead to work. If passed, the bill would require the state to seek a waiver from federal Medicaid rules to allow the work requirement. The federal government recently approved similar waivers for Kentucky and Indiana, and 8 other states are seeking work requirement waivers. A lawsuit has been filed seeking to block the Kentucky Work Program. Leading members of the House Majority Caucus aren't in favor of the bill. Slightly more than 1 in 4 Alaskans received Medicaid last year. That's slightly above the national average. And the Kaiser Family Foundation estimates nearly 3/4 of Alaska's Medicaid households have at least one full or part-time worker. Juneau Democratic Representative Sam Keto III questions whether hiring state workers to check whether people are complying with work requirements would be worthwhile.
I think we would see quite a bit diminished returns if we actually have to pay general fund money to go out and find out that people are already trying to do the best that they can within their circumstances.
Kelly says he expects the existing state bureaucracy would be able to handle the workload from the bill. The bill has also raised concerns among the people who operate the community health centers that provide health care to lower-income residents. Melody West is the executive director for Sunshine Community Health Center. While she hasn't seen the bill's details, she's concerned about the concept.
My initial reaction would be that it's creating a barrier to care. You're in a rural area. While we're in Talkeetna and Willow, we actually service 12,000 square miles with our health center, and we have over 6,000 patients. And to specifically just, you know, say you have to work, you have to be in some kind of, you know, job program or volunteer, a lot of people don't have that ability to do that.
The bill has been referred to the Senate Health and Social Services Committee. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.